is happening at Charlestown Square. There's free heart health checkups today from 9 till 4. This is part of the IMB Bank Community Foundation Heart Health Tour. Victoria McGee, she's a local mum and she's a country singer as well. She's from Maitland. She's got a phenomenal story. She joins us this morning. Hey, Victoria.
How are you doing?
We're so good. We're so happy to chat with you because you have an incredibly scary experience that you've gone through in the last couple of years. You needed a heart transplant, is that correct? What was that moment like when you found out that you did need that?
Yeah, look, it hasn't been a journey for the faint-hearted, pardon the pun. But look, it was really confronting, and obviously at the time that I was told I was in full heart failure, I was only 28. So it was really confronting. I'd led a really active lifestyle performing and singing all of my life. So to be given that news is just, it takes you to a different reality, really.
You were 28 years old. Did they tell you why? Like, what happened? You said you were active. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, and look, that's part of my reasoning for being an ambassador for the Heart Health Tour is I think there's a big stigma around, you know, you have to be overweight or lead a certain lifestyle to develop heart disease. And so I wanted people to see people like me and say, okay, you know, you don't have to be those body types or have a certain lifestyle to develop something like this. It was hereditary in my family. It was something that went undiagnosed in my teen years. Not through, you know, lack of trying to get it diagnosed, but through misdiagnosis. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 28, yeah, I couldn't walk from, you know, my bedroom to the bathroom without I couldn't breathe. So, and that's when they said, both sides of your heart are in severe failure.
So you then got a call saying that there was a heart ready for you. What was that like?
That's a call you can never really prepare yourself for. I was very lucky. I was told that my waiting list, because of my blood type and tissue type, could be up to 9 months. And at that time, I was told I had 18 months to live.
The clock was ticking.
And fortunately, I was blessed with a donor within 4 weeks.
Wow.
So my call came very quickly. And, it's just not a call that you can even describe the emotions or anything that you go through. You're obviously thinking of a family that's saying goodbye to a loved one and, you know, you're getting a second chance at life. So you thought through as much with them at that time as they are you being terrified of having your heart taken out of your body.
So take us to that moment where you woke up, assuming in intensive care, you've got a new lease on life. Did that change your outlook, your attitude?
It's a very interesting thing to wake up from transplant because you've been so sick for so long. And you know, I had very little blood pumping around my body by the time I was in end-stage failure. So when you wake up in ICU, as sick as you are, and you were very unwell in ICU, you feel alive because you've got blood pumping, you know, you've got this healthy organ finally pumping blood around your body. So, yeah, you do. You sort of, even my family said to me, my God, you've got colour. You know, they didn't realise how sick I actually looked until I had a healthy heart back in my body.
Oh, your story is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm so glad that your heart transplant was a success for you and for your family. But when you're looking back at being diagnosed, why is funding projects like the heart health checkups, why is it so important?
Well, without funding for the Heart Health Tour from the IMB Community Foundation, obviously things like this wouldn't be possible. Mm. So the checks that these people, that our visiting nurses provide on this tour, obviously can be life-saving. So other foundations or community, you know, groups that have worthwhile projects like this can get this funding through the applications that are now open until June 30 and obviously take things like this on the road and save lives and help people. So that's why the funding is so important.
Well, they've got free heart checks happening today, Charleston Square from 9 a.m. And you heard Victoria, it doesn't matter if you're old, young, healthy, you want to change your lifestyle, you may be at risk. It's worth getting checked up. You can get more info at victorchang.edu.au. Victoria, we're so glad you're happy and healthy now, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a great morning.